Not just to respect yourself, to fall on your stomach and then do whatever you want. That is the karata la Shabbat onik. Onik Shabbat, not onik Adam b'Shabbat. This is the difference. Now, they come and they tell us, don't do this melachot. This melacha, this melacha, this melacha. They tell us how you rest from melachot. One of them is tzedah, hunting. You say, I'll go hunting until you can. Of course, everybody understands. I can go and take my bow and arrow or rifle today. I go to hunt for the deer, deer hunting. You can't. Okay, the person will understand this is melacha, I'm going to go, shoot, and do. But don't think tzedah only when I go to the outside, to the forest, or whatever it is, to get the deer. Suppose the deer came to my house. He came, he happened to come, and he entered. I go right away. I run to the door, lock it. I close it. I got him. You know, that's hunting. Same thing, you did the melacha of hunting by closing the door. You are not allowed to close the door with this thing intention to get the deer. But you happen to be, a deer was there, you didn't mean them really to hunt the deer, to catch the deer, but you wanted to, you have to leave and you want to close your house. That will be protected. You don't want the thieves to come in. You didn't do anything wrong. But if your intention of closing the door to hunt, because the melacha of Shabbat, melechet mahashevet asrat Torah. What means melechet mahashevet? When you do melacha, you have to have an intention for melacha. Where do we learn it? Because melachot we learn them for Mishkan. Mishkan is written b'choshevet mahashevot. That means the intention has to be for melacha. Okay, today you say, Rabbi, who is going to hunt for a deer? Where a deer is coming to my house? There are other things coming to our home. Here comes all of a sudden, a bee comes into the house. Hey, you run up to it now to get him. A fly comes here. Let him get him. Let me get him. It has to do, anything that you do, he's flying and you can't get him and you run after it, you want to get him, and you get him, he's hunting. That's again. That's sad. That you have an intention, I don't want to get hurt, but this fly here. And I'm going to get him. And not only that, they get him and they kill it all. That's another issue. Another melacha. And people don't realize, they never think, oh my, this is a melacha. I'm protecting myself, I'm getting rid of it. And the question comes then, you know, what they do with those sticker. They hang them, that the fly comes, get caught.
Fly strip.
I'm not doing the strip. They don't do it on Shabbat. You don't put it on Shabbat. If you put it from Arab Shabbat, you didn't tell the fly come there and you get him. He goes. Then they say the same. When a person gets married, they say honeymoon. So what they call it, honeymoon. I said, just like the honey. He is like a fly. The fly runs to whom? Take it. When he gets into it, wants to get out, he can't get out. The honeymoon. They joke about it. I mean, okay, this is not haram to put a strip from Arab Shabbat.
He's not laughing. He's not laughing.
Because he has a wonderful wife.
The other one
he doesn't want to get out. A shidhayil his wife. Hashem will give you a shidhayil though. All our boys here, they have a shidhayil. They were talking about those the others, that they don't do according to Torah and the mitzvot, but the couple that does everything according to Torah and mitzvot, he's very happy. He's not disappointed.
Right.
Hashem will give you happiness soon. What does Hashem don't say, Adi, aren't you happy?
Baruch Hashem.
You see, Shomrei Torah and mitzvot are happy with their wives. If a person is not Shomer Torah Mitzvah, that's it. Not happy. Unfortunately, they go for all the pleasures of this world. I hear now 1 hour for card, 1 hour for a different thing, 1 hour, I don't know, tennis, 1 hour that. That's what comes, everything no good. Too much is no good. That's what Rava said, Kol davar davar, rubbo ra, mi'oto yafeh. Kadosh Baruch created a woman. A woman, his wife is good. Somebody else's wife is no good. Rubbo ra, mi'oto, drink. You drink a lot, is no good. Drink a lot of kibbutz Shabbat, it's good. Rubbo ra, mi'oto yafeh. I don't live in the mi'ot, I'm afraid. Not to do a lot, huh?
It's like I get drunk on water sometimes.
You get drunk on water?
Yeah.
Very good. Because your water, the ara is your water.
No.
No?
My mother will ask me if I'm drinking because I'm a gas case.
Yeah, we
all make.
Okay.
How about limut Torah? Huh?
Limut Torah. Gemara said, Pasuk ha'umnam elim. צדק תדברון. צד, ומה אומנותו של אדם בעולם הזה יעשה עצמו כאילם. This one thing that he should be שתיקה. לגמרי. יכול אף בדברי תורה, כן? תלמוד לומר צדק תדברון. This is a mitzvah in the Torah that you will read. Since it's a mitzvah, there is nothing wrong. Because the Torah told you, ודיברת בם, והגית בו יומם ולילה. And not only that, this is gives life, gives longer life. That's why this is like medication. The book of Torah is medication. You take it, kehayim hem demotzehem, ulchol besaro marpeh. I don't want to go rolling psukim one after another to tell you. The book of Torah is, it's a good thing. Has v'shalom, there is the difference between the book of Torah or the book of Torah in between. The book, only what you need in business, also not too much. The olam yedaber adam belashon nekiya me'ata, even melamed, the one who teaches Torah to his student, they say, melamed belashon ketzara. Should not give too many words. Today's speakers, they stand up, they repeat, and they repeat, and they repeat the same thing again and again, many times, in different sentence. Different word, you know, look, he's rich in vocabulary. But he kills the time of the people and nothing. It's empty. What do you get after that? You don't know. But this is.
Exactly.
This is what we say, Rubora, Me'oto Yafe, Me'ata Mahazik Tamerube. You speak a little, and there is, it's containing a lot of meaning. That's what it should be. That is how our rabbis tell us, "La'olam yishne adam letamido bederech ketzara." Not bang on him words and words and words and he doesn't learn. Teach him in such a way that he will learn. And more so those speakers, they stand up, they talk for 20 minutes, 25 minutes, 30 minutes, you get nothing. You finish, you heard all kind of words rolling. What do you get out of it? No. This is what we're saying. Dibur, yes, dibur, shehu, rubora, aval mi'oto yafe. But Torah, if you speak in Torah, nothing. A kuloto, like Gemara said in Yerushalmi, kol pitputaya asira. All words of talk is not allowed. Chutz, me pitputaya deoraita. If you talk, the more you talk in Torah, but you learn something, you learn Torah, then it's a mitzvah. It's not only asur, but a mitzvah. Torah said, the Dibur Tabam, the Agit Abu Yimam Alala. And go over and over and over. Then on the Olam Yishne Adam, the Hazor Yishne, the Hazor Yishne. Then on Dome Hashone Peko Mea Pe'amim, the Shone Peko Mea Rahad. If you read it 100 times, not more, you'll forget. You read it 101, you will not forget. You know that? This is what I tell you. You read your Torah 101 times, you won't forget. Number of Michael. Since Samech Mem is the Malach of the Shekha, Sar Shekha. That's Malach of Mavi, Tzorah, Samech Mem. Samech Mem counting, his name is 100. If you have Michael, one and one, you overpower him. That's, you break him. Sarah Shekha is not cannot control you. That eno dome shone peko me'am pe'amim, lo shone me'am ve'achat. And there is a pasuk. Ve'shavtem u'item. Ben tzaddik le'rasha, ben oved elokim le'asher lo avado. The Nabi says, the prophet tells Israel, will come a day, in the end of days, that you will come and you will see the difference between tzaddik and rasha. And you will see the difference between one who served God and the one who did not serve God. Isn't that repetition? Ben tzaddik le'rasha, ben oved elokim le'asher lo avado. The oved elokim is a tzaddik, le'asher lo avado is a rasha. You repeat the word. The one said no. There is a difference first between tzaddik and rasha. Then there is a tzaddik who is oved elokim, who serves God. There is a tzaddik who is not oved elokim. Tzaddik is not a king. What kind of a tzaddik is that? What do you talk about? You said first, you know the difference, you see tzaddik and rasha. Rasha is out of order. The tzaddik itself, there's two types of tzaddikim. One, Oved Elohim, and the other. I said, who is that? I said, Oved Elohim, the shone pekom ebe ahad pa'am. Rasha lo avado shana pekom ebe pa'am. Shema Yisrael. If you learn this Torah, 100 times, it tells you, afilu tzaddik, lomet Torah. He's still not Oved Elohim. Hashem wants you to read it 101 times. Can any person come and say, I learned my learning 101 times? Maybe some people, they read the parashiyot of the week. Parasha, he repeated it 101 times. I don't know. Depend on the person, how many times does he read it every week? And throughout his life, if he lived already 30 years, every year three times, that's already 90. It's not bad. You will reach over there to read it 101. Okay, yes, Anashim, there are some that they read it more than 101, many times. If he's a rabbi teaching, and he reads every parasha more than 101. To read it with this student, with another student, another student, and he himself repeats it, and he gives it to adult, to young, different rashot on it, he reads it much more. Every year, number of times, and number of years, he has 100 times, or over. That not everybody can read all of things 101. Some people, they read all Talmud 101. Wow, that's a big thing. That's a big thing. Who will read 101? 101, the Talmud, the whole Talmud to read it. There was a Gaon, one Gaon in Yerushalayim, in my time. He used to read every year and a half the whole Talmud. I used to go to speak in his Siyum. And Siyum Talmud used to call on me and said, Alav Shalom, very great God. He passed away. He used to call me, he used to call Hakamid Atzadka, said, I want you to be in my Siyum. And he insisted we should speak, and he would speak at the end. And I used to speak some Hadushet Torah on the Siyum, and he says, Hakamid Atzadka, Siyum Torah. And then he says, very great rabbi. And I had the pleasure to be in his Siyum every year and a half, once. He finishes the whole Talmud. Who can that? Not too many people. We have Baruch Hashem, young men in our community now, they are reading the whole Talmud. I know that one of them already finishing the Talmud. In a year, he'll finish the whole Talmud, young man. But he reads with me and they will finish it. And he knows it, not just... Not just that. Finishing because he read and finished. He knows it and he does. Very good. Baruch Hashem. It's a pleasure to see something like this. And very, very dedicated, very devoted. He goes to work from morning till evening, but he devotes himself. He gets up very early in the morning to read Torah, and all the time he thinks of it. He has a tape, he goes in the car, the Talmud is there on the tape. He listens to it. And that's how they get to know, and they know, they become Yirat Shamayim. That means if a person, when a person learns to study these things. Now I'm saying the hunting also has many, many aspects. We are talking about Tzedah. Tzedah, a person can come to make so many Hilul Shabbat, and he doesn't know. Tzedah. Now, here comes, there is a fly. He doesn't want to kill it, they tell me he wants to kill it. So does he, where's that slide, huh? Right. It's of course not. what's he done? The minute he takes the blood out of this fly, that's Hilul Shabbat.
What happens if the fly takes the blood out of you?
Yeah.
So tell him thank you. Fly,
so you have to pay him. You become your doctor. You go to a doctor, you pay him to take the blood out of you.
But I don't kill the doctor, I kill the fly.
But that's the question. Why the doctor, you pay him, and the fly, you kill him?
That's the same thing as killing a person.
He forgot that the story of Eliezer, Abed Abraham. Don't you remember Eliezer? Eliezer went to the city of Sodom. And he had all the food and everything, he didn't care on him. But he couldn't take it. Everybody that comes to the city of Sodom, they don't give him food, that they wait for him to die, that they will take all his belongings. Eliezer had everything, he doesn't die, he passed by. But they envy him, they want to take his belonging. What did they do? Somebody took a rock from far away, threw it on his forehead, started bleeding. What did he do? Eliezer, hey, blah, 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 police came. Okay, yeah, come on, let's go to the station. I go to the station, from there to the court, to the judge. Judge comes, all the shine.
Oh, I remember
judge that. Judge comes and tells Eliezer, Eliezer, you have to thank him. Instead of going to the doctor, what he used to do? Instead of injections today, they go to the doctor to take blood. But today they have blood bank. To take the blood out, for health is very important. He told Eliezer, doctor, you pay him, I don't know how much. How much should they pay doctor? I don't know, maybe $3?
Sure.
They pay him. They told him, pay him what you're supposed to give doctor. That's the decision of the judge. That is, yes. He saved you from going to the doctor. They pay him a little less than doctor. Okay. And as I put his hand in his pocket, they took a rock out of it, threw it on the judge's forehead. And he started bleeding. Said, what's that? He said, what you owe me, pay him. No. Okay. This is stories about this. There is plenty. The Abed Aram and Midrash says many things how people of Sodom. Okay. They used to come, a man comes into the house. He brings all his belongings, they let him in, hold on. Then they tell him, wait a minute. A person, we have a rule in our hotel over here. Well, before with that, you have to count 20 steps. You walk 20 steps this way,
sure.
And then 20 steps this way, then they walk. The minute he walks 20 steps, he will finish out of the door. Yeah. He walks out, he closes the door. He take all his belongings out of
here. That'll be a window.
But Eliezer was smarter than them. Came in, we have to, okay. He takes all his belongings and he walks out. That means, Ezu hacham ve'et anulad. Now, but they don't want to kill the fly. He takes a container, Kelly, he comes. He trapped that Seda. That you made hunting. This is, there are so many things that a person would never come to. Well, what did they do? Nothing wrong. I don't want him to suck the blood of Alam, you know. I did it for his sake. I didn't do it for anything. This is what we say, okay, we tell him, just push it. Let it go away.
You keep coming back.
Well, you're juicy, what could you say?
Why don't you keep your house clean? You know the story of Gehazi and Elisha?
No.
Elisha and Nabi had a servant.
It's not only in my house, Rabbi, even somewhere else.
Oh, he's only curious, stop complaining.
Elisha had a servant, Gehazi. And Gehazi, the Gemara said, he was good, bad. The Shah Sadigam, his servant wasn't good. Many stories about him that we know he wasn't good. One of the things that the Gemara said, that he came to visit a house that's called, a woman called Shunamit. Her husband was there. And always the Nabi came there, gave him big respect, gave him the main room and everything. The Nabi, the Prophet Elisha came. They had the pleasure to have the Nabi in their home. And the Elisha knew that these were tzaddikim, good people. He came to their home. All of a sudden, the wife tells her husband, it's not nice. We have a house of ranch house, one floor. The Nabi lives in the same floor like us. It's not respect. We have to give him a special floor for him. Then what do you want? So look, the Nabi comes once a year to us for 2 weeks, 3 weeks. Just build second floor for him. We'll make a room, we'll make furnitures, and then we'll give him a bed, table, and the husband said, why not? Whatever you want. Go ahead. And she did. They built Elisha came. What is it? And it stood in there, she told him, Ish Elohim Kadosh, who? Over Alenu Tamid. He is a very holy man, and he always comes to us, Na'asena Aliyat Kirkatana, let's build him. The Gemara said, how did she know that he was Kadosh? How did she know that he was Kadosh? It's written there. Gemara said, Shelo ra'ata zibub al shulchano. She never saw a fly come to his table of Elisha. Big deal. You go to many homes today, you don't see any fly on the table. They all tzaddikim, because there's no fly on the table. Alan doesn't have a fly on his table. There's a tzaddik. Maybe he is, but not everybody. I said the Gemara said there, Kadosh who? What said who? Ish Elokim Kadosh over alenu tamid. Why Kadosh who? Who Kadosh? Ve'en na'aro Kadosh. I realize that he is holy, but his servant is not holy. And now we understand. They used to have in the old times, there was a small table in front of every person by himself. Not one table like today, everybody sits at the table. One table for this one, another for the other one, and so on. And she sees that the table of Gehazi, there is a group of flies over there. These flies, just like there is a partition. Here they come, this one table is full, one table they never come close to. Ish Elohim Kadosh, who? He is Kadosh, I don't know, look at that one. Full of flies over there. This one doesn't have any. This is, how did she know that he was Kadosh? Who Kadosh and Nara Kadosh? That means one after another, two statements, one complete the other one. That's how she knew that he was Kadosh. Kedusha, we are talking about Kedusha. He, the man is Kadosh. Kedusha to Shabbat gives Kedusha. If Kedusha to Shabbat, the person Shomer Shabbat, he becomes Kadosh. Really, there is Kedusha. And then I said, and if a person will be careful with this halachot, we are saying, I'm just starting, touching on them a little bit, on the surface of the halacha. I don't go into the deep meaning of the halachot. There's so much to talk about it. I'll talk pilpul, and we'll bring a bilbul and mix up. But we're talking, touching on the surface of the halachot, that the person should bear in mind what is Hilchot Shabbat. Because many times you hear the rabbi say, Hilchot Shabbat is very complicated. Hilchot Shabbat is very difficult. But it's not so difficult. And if we read the halachot exactly, we come, we enter into this subject more and more. We see, whoa, Shema Yisrael. Who knows how many things do I do and I don't realize that I'm doing wrong. And this is what we were talking about kibbutz before, 2 weeks ago. Washing, and sometimes the person, I wash clothes, I never wash clothes, so much. But never came and let the waitress dropped something on your suit, you ran away, ran, bring me that, you take the water, and you, what's the difference if you wash a little part, you wash the whole garment? That's the question. Many times people run to do it for you even. No. I know that somebody came to me and said, oh boy, then. I said, no, leave it, it will go to the cleaner. And imagine, do you understand? Again, we say that if a person learns the Chod Shabbat, will come to know that there are many things that we think We are doing right, but it is wrong from the halakha point of view. That's why it's important to study the halachot and know them. The zchut shemirat Shabbat, HaKadosh Baruch Hu redeemed Am Yisrael because of the Shabbat, and will redeem us also because of the Shabbat. עזרת השם, בחיים המחשב, נרצח ושפוד לכל ישראל לכך, ונתות את שלך.
אחת הלבנה.
אנחנו נחפש במסכו, ירדים, תודה. וידים.